I'm in the ballroom of the Randolph Hotel, Oxford. Here we are. But it's laid out for luncheon. So part of Oxford Open Doors weekend. You can see the proportions. Black and white checkered floor, as is typical of the ballroom. And here, one of the bars on the ground floor. So 1863, the company that founded it was established, and the hotel was opened to guests in 1866. That was it. It's famously used for filming Inspector Morse, based in the Colin Dexter novels from the mid-1980s to the mid-1990s. And a bit of a C.S. Lewis, that film Shadowlands was filmed when and that was in this room, coming in here, with a different decor, and that was made in 1993. Where Joy Davidson's character, portrayed by Deborah Winger, comes from that door there, and he's in one of these tables here, meeting C.S. Lewis, played by Sir Anthony Hopkins, on Beaumont Street. Okay, Beaumont Street's out there, and across there is that's the Ashmolean Museum. So the Randolph Hotel is named after the Reverend Dr. Francis Randolph, an Anglican priest who endowed the Ashmolean Museum. Okay, it's nothing to do with Lord Randolph Churchill, as in father of Sir Winston Churchill. See a skylight there. Well, look at that lotus on the skylight. Okay, so extensively refurbished 10 years ago after a fire caused by something going wrong in the kitchen. Something going very wrong, I would think. Nobody was killed or injured at the fire, but they had to evacuate. Okay, and then so some images of people closely associated with Oxford. Richard Burton, the explorer, the first infidel to get to Mecca for centuries. Not Richard Burton, the Hollywood actor, and so on. Is that Lord Randolph Churchill meant to be? Can't think who all the rest are. Is that Alan Turing, undergraduate at UNIV? Oscar Wilde? And a lot of these I don't recognise. Well, there's Malala Yousafzai. Oh, Charles Luttridge Thompson, best known as Lewis Carroll. Okay. Oh, and there is, what's his name? It'll come back to me. God's Bulldog. Huxley, yeah. Grandfather of Aldous Huxley. Sorry, Darwin's Bulldog, who took on the Bishop of Oxford. Okay, over evolution. Rabindranath Tagore, who wrote the Indian National Anthem, but I didn't think he had any connection with Oxford. Must be wrong. And here we have Benazir Bhutto, the only woman to be Prime Minister of Pakistan, murdered in 2007. And who's this guy? Oh, the poet Matthew Arnold, who was at Balliol. A lot of the rest I don't recognise. Do you? William Ewart Gladstone, four times Prime Minister, Tory, then Liberal. But he was only a Liberal's Prime Minister. Aung San Suu Kyi, sometime Prime Minister of Myanmar, or Burma, was under house arrest for years and years. Look, William Ruskin, the artist, socialist, writer. And look, George Nathaniel Curzon, Marquess of Curzon of Kedleston, and he was a Viceroy of India, 1899-1905. And many more. Is it William Harvey, the one who discovered how blood circulates around the body, pumped by the heart? Seems very obvious now, but in the late 16th century, that was a breakthrough. Look at the old style windows, okay. And here we go. I've never been that far. We can come in for high tea into these rooms sometimes and look at the original paintings by Max Beerbohm-Tree in the drawing room. So very early 20th century Oxford. And so on. And they have a pianist playing here sometimes. Look, based on Zuleika Dobson, as in the statues turn their heads when the unutterably beautiful girl walks by and this Don is frightened. And so on. Many, many more. What on earth is going on here? So the undergraduate hijinks after several drinks, no doubt. And so it goes on. Anyway, very luxurious. Wow, look at the decor and that rug. And the ceiling is so high, feels so opulent. And on we go. So it costs at least £300 a night to stay here. The thing is, it's not a proper five-star hotel because they don't have a gym and swimming pool. 19th century hotels didn't think about it. They don't really have room for it, and so on. And the Morse Spa is being inspected, because Inspector Morse. There you see. And there he is, the famous actor John Thor, who played him. Written by Colin Dexter, who died a few years ago. How about that? Very different, very old world, the wooden panelling. And then here's the main dining room, where I have dined years ago, with the late Lord Norman Tebbit. Cecil Parkinson on the next table. Ooh, they've really redone it with these mosaics. I don't think I really like it, actually. You used to have the coats of arms of various colleges on the ceiling, but it doesn't anymore. The enormous windows, it's much more open plan. So there we go. There you see what it's like. Okay, that's probably enough. Well, what that waitress is wearing. Well, she's not a waitress. Okay, I'll head off. So that is an introduction to the Randolph. Do fund my stay and donate. So at the main door, bit of a portico, so you don't get rained on waiting for a taxi. And there we go. There's the main entrance, there's the main staircase. All right, everybody, that's enough of the Randolph. Out onto Beaumont Street, named after the former Beaumont Palace, which is up that way on the right towards the end. Barely a stone if it remains. Ashmolean Museum across the road. Roger Ashmole, founded in 1683, but this is not the original site. The original bit of the Ashmolean is on Broad Street. Okay, switch it off now.